This is the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. I'm Kayla Celeste. If you're looking for a daily podcast to help you accomplish your dreams, you're in the right place. So let's take the daily steps toward success together. On today's podcast, we're actually going to be talking about possibility walks. Now, this is something that I mentioned in yesterday's episode when I was talking about accomplishing my impossible goal. And so I wanted to talk to you about one, like, what do I do on these possibility walks? Two, why it's so effective. And three, why you need to implement them right now. Okay. So before you actually go on this possibility walk, the first thing that you need to do is actually set a goal. Because here's the thing. If you want to end up somewhere, you need to know where that is. And so if you set a goal, this makes it so much easier and so helpful. So once you have your goal, then you just schedule in your calendar. You just set aside probably around like 15 minutes to go for a walk. And so on this walk, you really think about like accomplishing the goal. Like, what's it going to be like when you've accomplished that goal? Like, what is it going to feel like? Like, how are you going to feel? Are you going to feel confident? Are you going to feel excited? Are you going to feel like just powerful? Like, how is it going to feel? And you really start imagining yourself already there. And you really start stepping into that person. A lot of questions that I ask myself is like, okay, how do I need to show up to be the person that has accomplished this goal? How do I need to feel? How do I need to act? What thoughts would I be thinking? And then I even took it a little bit further and I was like, okay, if I was there and I could go back in time and tell myself now, what would I tell myself? Like, keep going. It's definitely going to happen. Like, this is the moment where you keep putting in that consistent effort and it works out. This little roadblock that's happening, it doesn't stop you. You still accomplish your goal. You just have to keep going. Like, what would you tell yourself in this moment? And so I spent a lot of time thinking about that. Like, how do I need to show up today? What do I need to do today? If I know that it's 100% done, then what do I do today? How do I show up? And so I spent so much time in those thoughts. And so that's what I would do, like, on your possibility walk. Just step into the possibility that it's possible. Step into the belief that you have already accomplished your goal, that you have everything you need. Like, just go there. Okay. Now, the next thing that I want to talk about is why this is actually so helpful. This is really helpful because the more time you spend being the person that has the thing that you have, then reality catches up. So what this kind of looks like is, I want you to like just imagine that you're on like this line, right? Just pretend I draw a line. And so you're where you're at, where you want to be. Now in your mind, you can go to where you want to be. You can feel those feelings, you can take those actions, and you can experience like that result. What that does is each time you go there, as you spend time being that person, it shortens that line. And so when you're actually spending time in the possibility walks, you start becoming that person, especially if you're asking the questions like, okay, what do I need to do? How would I think about this? Like, if my goal was inevitable, if it was for sure happening, how would I think about what was happening right now? How would I show up today if I knew that that was going to be my result? And so from there, you actually start becoming that person. Another thing that happens is you feel pretty amazing, right? Like, it feels great to be in that place and your brain likes that. Your brain is wired to actually avoid pain. So the more time that you spend basically telling your brain that like this is going to be a great experience because you're feeling all those positive emotions, you're getting excited and you're spending time there in your mind. I actually heard them talk about doing this study. I think it had to do with like basketball, but basically they were practicing in their mind and then practicing like actually, right? Like on the court. And so in the study, they didn't see much of a difference because here's the brain. Your brain doesn't know. Your brain doesn't know the difference between what's actually reality and what you're thinking is reality. And so what that actually looks like is when you go there, when you're thinking about the things that you would be thinking about, when you're experiencing the okay of having that goal accomplished, it feels the same to your brain. Like your brain's like, oh, okay, we're here. That's why you can feel those emotions. And so what I want you to think about is, how would this actually help you right now? What is your goal? What would you need to do to actually become that person? And this is why I want you to think about, like, why you need to do this immediately, because it's going to make major progress in actually becoming that person, because you're actively spending time there. Now, I actually help you create your impossible dreams. So if you're interested in getting my help with that, then go to successbykayla.com and book your free call. On this free call, we're going to talk about where you are, where you want to be, what's standing in your way, and then we'll talk about if you want me to help you with your journey. And when we actually start working together, we will work together week after week after week on your mindset and helping you become the person that you need to become to accomplish your goals. Thank you for listening to the Daily Steps Towards Success podcast. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. After all, we're in this together, one step at a time.